Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Coffee with Clarissa on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome. Cartier is a globally recognized luxury brand with a long history of selling jewelry and watches to royalty, wealthy individuals, impecunious radio presenters. As with any highly prized commodities, there are collectors who spend their lives hunting down every piece put out by a particular brand. Money FM 89.3 welcomes Harry Fain, watch specialty dealer and collector, to talk about Cartier watches and the Dover Street Market Singapore, where he will be displaying and selling some of his collection and the future of traditional timepieces. Welcome to the show, Harry.
Thank you.
First of all, I think you have great taste because I love Cartier watches.
Well, that's nice to hear. It's not my taste, it's Cartier's taste.
Really? It's not your taste? Well,
it is my taste, but it's actually celebrating their taste, really.
Okay, so of all the watches, I mean, there are some brilliant watch brands out there. Why Cartier for you?
It's a long story, but I think that really Cartier was a very important institution throughout the 20th century. They really were the sort of the great tastemakers in jewelry, and from that came watches. And there's something just incredibly elegant about Cartier watches. And what I like about Cartier watches, which was really Louis Cartier's theme, was that it's form over function. He wasn't trying to make a very rare horological wonder. He was trying to make something really beautiful. Mm-hmm. He was trying to make something which was simple and elegant for men to wear, a piece of jewelry for men, although it combined masculine elements like leather and gold. But that was the idea, was to make something beautiful.
They are beautiful. They have always been beautiful.
They have, and amazingly enough, the Tank watch in particular, which was designed in 1917 and was issued in 1919, I mean, it has really remained a constant throughout the last 100 years. Mm-hmm. People are still going to Cartier to buy the same design today. So it wasn't just a random project to make something. He really made an icon. And when you look through the 20th century, you think of what icons were there. Well, there's Rolls-Royce and there's, I don't know, there are many. But Cartier Tank watches are definitely an icon.
They are definitely an icon. And you have got a collection of vintage tanks that will be first viewed and then on offer at the Dover Street Market, Singapore.
Exactly.
You want to tell us a little bit more about this collection that somebody might want to buy?
I think that, as you said in your interview, when there's a very well-known brand, people are kind of always searching out, why is this brand so well-known and what made it so famous? And people obviously know the watches. And there are a few individuals who seek out the old watches. And by seeking out an old watch and owning an old watch, you're not just buying an old watch. You're buying a part of the Cartier history. Cartier was known as the king of jewelers because they were jewelers to kings. Mm-hmm. And the people who used to buy those watches were in a very elite group. And I think that people who own vintage Cartier watches, it's not just the beauty of what's on their wrist. It's the connection to that history of the 20th century, the famous people, the famous families, the kings, the movie stars, the millionaires from America, Maharajas from India. This is all part of the romance. And I think that there are very few chances that you can buy something. I mean, I'd go back to Rolls-Royce. It's kind of cool, I suppose, if you have the Rolls-Royce which belonged to the Maharaja of Patiala. Mm-hmm. But with Cartier, you are buying and participating in a part of that history.
Okay. Do you have personal favorites that are on sale?
Sadly, I do, yes.
So why are you parting with it?
Well, because
you're a dealer.
I'm a dealer, yes. And someone asked me which my favorite one was, and I said, well, I'm a little bit promiscuous because it can be a favorite one day and a favorite the next day even a week. But I'm very shallow, and the next time a pretty one comes along, out with the old, in with the new.
Ah, okay. So tell us about some of the highlights in this collection. If somebody's not sure which one, the kind of calm they're going to look at, you said 30-plus pieces, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe I want something a little bit older. Maybe I want something a little bit younger. Which way would you steer them? within your collection.
It's very, very personal taste. At the end of the day, when you look at a Cartier Tank watch, there's not a lot of variety, really. Mm, I mean, they're longer ones, they're shorter ones, they're slightly fatter ones. There's some made in white. I mean, it sounds like I'm talking about
the man in my life. Yes. Yeah,
and, well, in your case, not in mine. But it's really a question of taste. Now, you may happen to choose the one which is the most valuable of all. You may happen to choose one which is less valuable. But this is really a taste question. There's no right or wrong of buying a Cartier watch. As I say, that you're buying a lot more. And if you go into any watch shop today, you have a choice. And with the Cartier watches, it's the same. You will happen to like this. It might be a 1960s, what they call Tank JC, named after Jacques Cartier, the man who ran London. Or you might like a 1924 Louis Cartier, which is exactly the same watch. It just was made when Louis Cartier was alive. But they're elongated ones. For women, they're little miniaturized ones. They're ones which are very cleverly designed, where you don't have a winder. The winder's hidden on the back, so it's very elegant. The variations are there, but they're actually minute. And so I wouldn't say, listen, if you come to my show, the one you should buy is that one. It's really a matter of taste. And the taste is, it's a pretty narrow field. If you like them, you're going to like one or other of them.
Okay, we are speaking to Harry Fain, watch specialty dealer and collector, about Cartier Tank watches that will be available for viewing and purchase at the Dover Street Market, Singapore. Can you tell us what the notable differences are from the time the tanks were introduced to the modern day? Because I know they're still available.
Yeah, no, I mean, unfortunately, over the years, there have been some rather horrendous innovations whereby
don't like the batteries, do you?
Well, no, the batteries. I don't mind the batteries, but what I don't like is that they went through a period when they wanted to expose all the mechanism, and they enlarged it and fattened it and all of it. But at the end of the day, today they've come back very much to reintroducing these classic models, and I think that's a testament, really, to what Louis Cartier went through at the beginning of the 20th century. When you have to understand, the beginning of the 20th century, wristwatches were very unusual. People did not wear wristwatches. And so for this man to really come up with a concept and a design which has lasted to the modern day is really a testament to him. So I think that your question was about the new ones versus the old ones. Mm-hmm. I think that if we could pull out the more ugly version, which they did without it, and stick with the classics, they're still very beautiful.
They're still very beautiful. Mm. But other than that, in the guts of the watch, in the mechanisms, are they different? Are they still winding watches? Are they still automatics?
You're right. No, nowadays it's you can still buy manually wound watches at Cartier, but on the whole, everybody wants battery movements nowadays. It's a little like digital cameras. I mean, I think the days of winding up watches, and actually, one of the interesting things is with my watches that people come. And I'm always astounded by how the young people haven't got a clue how to set an old manual watch. Now, I don't know why I'm amazed, but I was always brought up at night. You pulled out the winder, set the time, pushed it back in, wound it, and left it by your bed. And the following night, you'd do the same thing. But today, people come and look at the watches, and they say, well, how do you set it? So I have to go through the whole process of showing them. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, digitalization, I mean, it makes our lives easier. I think that they're probably going to be less workshops in Switzerland making beautiful movements than there were in the past, but it's modern. We're in a new age now.
Okay. I have to say that I think that Cartier watches are a status symbol, right? You see a Cartier watch on somebody's wrist, it immediately says something about them. First of all, it says they've got some money. Second of all, it says they have taste. But it's an understated taste for the most part. Do you agree with that statement?
Yes, I do agree. I mean, I think that Cartier is not a flashy a label in terms of their jewelry or their watches. And one of the things which I find sort of amazing about Cartier is that today, if your husband comes home and brings you a little box from Cartier, a little shopping bag from Cartier,
I'd be delighted.
You'd be delighted, exactly. And I think that in this day and age, it's pretty amazing that they've managed to retain this. Although they're a huge worldwide brand, their jewelry and their Cartier watches are available everywhere. But still, people are excited by what they're going to get. And that's just a big testament to modern-day Cartier, I think. And of course, this is all connects back to their past. They haven't ruined the name. They haven't cheapened the name. That mystique and that aura still exists. And I think you're right. I think if you see someone wearing a pretty Cartier watch, it does. It elevates them. And that's what Cartier was always about. If you made your money in Russia and you went to Paris and you bought something beautiful in Paris in 1905 or 1915, it elevated you. It raised you up. And that's what Cartier is really all about.
We are speaking to Harry Fain, watch specialty dealer and collector, talking about the Cartier tanks that will be available at the Dover Street Market, Singapore. Now, we are Money FM 89.3, so we've got to give you some details. This Dover Street Market, Singapore, starts from Thursday, 1 p.m. for the public, all the way to the end of the month. You can go see Harry's collection. You can make a purchase just in time for Mother's Day. Just hint, hint, guys. Are there some pretty pieces for the ladies in your collection?
Yep.
Tell us about it.
Very nice, very nice ladies' watches. And actually, it's quite interesting because back in the early part of the 20th century, because wristwatch making was in its infancy, miniaturization was very popular. And so men tended to wear much smaller watches because a small watch meant a small movement, which meant you were really at the cutting edge of technology.
Sure.
Now a lot of those small watches are really considered women's watches.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a lot of watches for women. I have some really fun watches. I mean, one of the ones I love the most is actually just a very regular tank. I mean, a tank, Elsie, the one that everyone will recognize, but miniaturized. It's half the size. It's just full of charm. Then I have a very rare ladies' watch, especially for you polo-playing ladies.
I know a few of those, actually.
Well, this is a very useful watch because it actually – the whole watch can be slid out of its housing and turned over. And so you just have the back of the watch face to hold it up. It means the crystal is protected for when you're out doing dangerous sports. And there are a number of really beautiful girls' watches, but actually they're kind of, I think the term is unisex today. Women can wear men's watches, so the size thing is really, they appeal to everybody.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about price ranges.
I think the least expensive is probably around, I won't be able to do it in Singapore dollars. If I do it in US dollars, it's about $15,000, and the most is probably $85,000, but they're around about the $25,000 mark, if that makes sense. And pricing is quite complex because obviously if you get a very, very rare model, which you know there are only three made of, it may look exactly the same as another one, bar for the hands or something. But that one, which is only three made of, is obviously far more expensive than the other one. That's why, to go back to what I was saying before, it's about taste. It's not really about spending. Because you spend more, you don't necessarily get more. You just may get something which is rarer or of an earlier year. There are certain years that collectors really rave about, 1925, 1926, 1927. But it's not necessary to really get involved in that. Buy the watch you love.
Okay, well, I mean, the prices that you were just stating are actually very standard prices for a brand new Cartier. You walk in at least 12,000 Singapore dollars for a fairly basic model with not a single diamond on the face.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, it is. I mean, and that's a big difference between collecting Patek Philippe's or collecting Rolexes, where you are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars. Vintage Cartier hasn't achieved that sort of same pricing, and so some of them are really quite reasonable. Funny enough, I was showing a friend of mine the other day, and he said, "My God, these are very cheap."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in comparison terms, they are cheap is the wrong word because it's still a chunk of money, but they're not crazy, crazy amounts.
Sure. So
I think, I mean, I haven't got a crystal ball, but my view is these are definitely not going to go down in value.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they'll only get more expensive.
Have you met some Singapore watch enthusiasts while you've been here?
Not yet. I only arrived this morning. So.
We have now.
Good. I've now met one. Exactly. Yeah. I've met one. That's a good start. But I'm hoping to meet many, many is my plan.
Well, you know, we're trying to help you on that front. What is one Cartier in your collection that you won't part with? And there's got to be one.
Well, I'm sadly there more than one. No, but I mean, I wear a watch. I'm wearing a watch today, which is probably the most simple Cartier watch. It's actually
It's quite pretty.
The first model that they made, it was called the Tank Normal, original name. And it couldn't be more simple. And the odd thing is that I've had this watch on for about 2 years now, and I don't ever sell it. I'm not quite sure what has grabbed me about it, but something has. And I can show you in my collection, there are probably five other Tank Normals. They look exactly the same, but this one has just grabbed
me. But this one's yours.
This one's mine. I'm sure if you offer enough money, I'll sell it to a dealer at heart. No, but truly,
a dealer's a dealer.
A dealer's a dealer. But no, but truly, it's funny. People have asked me to sell this, and I don't. So the time will come.
Okay, and is it just Cartier tanks that you collect?
I'm a Cartier man.
I'm
a Cartier expert. I mean, I know I'm a Cartier jewelry expert. I know about their clocks, their powder compacts, their cigarette cases, their picture frames, their watches. I know everything about Cartier. But for me, the one thing that I can physically enjoy is a Cartier watch. That's the only piece. I can't wear earrings, unfortunately.
I shouldn't tell you that I knocked mine over. No. I was going to wear one of my Cartier watches. I had it on my nightstand. I brushed it off my nightstand as I was sleeping, and I cracked the glass.
You cracked the glass.
Which is why it's not on my wrist right now.
Well, that is a nightmare. Yeah, no, that's the thing about vintage watches, that some people too as well, who annoying, do they not know how to wind them, but they do sometimes think that they are a little bit like modern watches and can be worn. They need to be taken care of. I mean, some of these watches are 100 years old. And when they were made, I cannot for a second believe that those workmen in those Cartier workshops 100 years ago were making these watches, saying, wow, in 100 years' time, they're still going to be around. I just don't think they were made like that. They were made beautifully, but I just cannot believe that they thought they would last so long.
Okay, we'll repeat this for everyone who has now listened to Harry and gone, I think I might want one of these. The Dover Street Market, Singapore, is where you can find Harry Fain's Tank collection that will be for viewing and for sale if you are a member of the public from Thursday 1 p.m. all the way to the end of the month. It is Block 18, Dempsey Road. Okay, so if you like Cartier watches, and what really is there not to like, you know where to go. Harry Fain, thank you so much for coming and talking to us on Money FM.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure.
You've piqued my interest. I might, without the spousal unit, come and take a peek.
Please
at
do.
Point.
I'd love it.
You're on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.